Well, good morning to you. It is March the 27th in this episode of the Geyer Cook Report. Don't forget, you can always get the show notes if you go to the geyercookreport.podbean.com, just like it shows in that little image there. And the show notes today, I'm proud to say I wrote them myself. I was at Computers 2K Now on Sunday, and they talked about password vaults. Just enough to stir my brain cells to thinking, gosh, I remember back in the day. Well, back in the day, 20 years ago, logins and passwords weren't quite as in trouble as they are now. But you still wanted to keep them secure. And so what I used was something similar to what's in the picture there, a pen and paper Rolodex. I used a pen and paper Rolodex for years, and I still use it, in fact. The two Rolodexes I bought, I didn't go to the big box store, didn't go to the office supply store. I went to the thrift store because they have Navy surplus selling there. I bought the Rolodexes I bought, I don't think I paid $5 for both of them. So if you've got a thrift store like Goodwill or St. Vincent de Paul, visit them before you go and spend a whole lot of money on a Rolodex. But that's a good way to get started in Rolodexing your passwords, is get one for very inexpensive. Maybe you won't like it. Maybe it just doesn't work for you like it did for us. And so if you want to go digital, there's a lot of digital storage that works really well. You've heard all the names, so I'm not going to read any list of those. There's a thing called two-step authentication that requires your password. And when you do that password for the first step of the two-step authentication, make sure that it's a good password, that you're not using your dog's name or your middle name as the password. Make it something that you can't look up in the dictionary. Then once you put that good password into your authentication, you'll get a special code, and it'll either be an encrypted email, it could be a phone call. Anyway, you'll get that code, and they'll say, put this code in, and that'll open the door and get into that service that you want to get into. Back in 2009, yours truly was working as a consultant engineer for Volt Consulting over in Redmond. And you can't send a password through the email. So their policy, which was espoused by the big company, said send the password only through voicemail. And you can only use the NATO alphabet. So if you say A is the letter and the password, you'd say A is in Alpha, B is in Bravo, C is in Charlie. Feel me? And if you don't know the entire NATO alphabet, like I didn't know it at first, my dad was a veteran, but I'm not. And you go to the link that's right there in the show notes, dynamoo.com, and they've got a PDF file that will tape right up on the side of your monitor. And I'd show you a picture of mine still taped up and working, because it's handy to have it. Because if you get a password that comes up with a Q and you forget that it's quiet, then you can go to that sheet and see, oh, U is uniform, Z is a zoo, etc. So give that a go. Make sure that you're using good, secure passwords. And like it shows you right there in the notes, if you need a reminder, upper and lowercase letters, and numbers, and a special symbol. Those are the, like, you see the dollar sign, the percent sign, the up caret, the ampersand, the shifted numbers on your keyboard. And those all have a separate, unique hex decimal code. Now, one of the things that you can kind of customize your password generator, I've done this with mine, is take out characters that, when they're written down on the barroom napkin, won't work. An example of that would be a number 1 and a lowercase L. Because usually barroom napkins, the 1 is just going to be a vertical line, just like a lowercase L. And you look at it 3 months later and go, now what was that password that they gave me? Oh, well, I can't remember. I can't read it. So the credentials that you use will do as good a job for you as you do the job of getting them to be secure. So give that a go, and happy Monday. We're going to see you tomorrow on SEO Tips Tuesday, and we're going to talk about some things about SEO for you. But before we do that, I want to share a tip with you about the Guyer Cook Report questions. What those are built with is, many years ago, we talked about your brand's transparency and the fact that if your brand is a known quantity, if they know a little bit about you, then they're going to tend to buy from you rather than the person they don't know at all or somebody that's referred to you. So making yourself transparent in order to gather referrals might be a good thing. And the Guyer Cook Report questions, I hope, will assist you in that. We have an invitation there to become a patron of the show on the Podbean. And we've also got a link there for the Start Your Planning Session Guide. I want to thank to Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean. Fraser Ramsey, couldn't do it without you. You've got this thing going so that we can have a place for patrons to be a patron thereof. And thanks to Eileen Smith, who just got back from California, and she'll have posts about that, I'm sure, in her content. Go to basicblogtips.com. That's her website, and get started with that. Look into Screencast-O-Matic. She told us about that first. We use it every day, record our show. And speaking of every day, Friends Just Chatting. It's a group on Facebook. Give that a go, won't you, as they say in the mother country. Thanks for being here. And, oh, hey, listen to this.
Hi, just a quick reminder. The Guyer Cook Report is Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, Seattle time. You can join the show live at this URL, https://firetalk.com/the-GuyerCook-report. And as always, we'll have the show notes available via https://theguyercookreport.podbean.com. See you there. And on that note, it's a wrap.